This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. It hasn't always been smooth sailing for Durham-based band Schooner. Reed Johnson is the founder of the group, which has enjoyed quite a bit of success, but the band has also experienced growing pains. After their 2007 record release, they nearly broke up. Johnson took some time off for contemplation and came back with a new lineup for the band. But that was not the last time that they would remix the Schooner sound. Their new record is called Neighborhood Veins, and for this album, they have yet another new lineup. The new Schooner joins us now. Reed Johnson on electric guitar and vocals, Maria Albani on percussion and backup vocals, Nick Jaeger on the bass, and almost Mick Jagger, but it's Nick Jaeger on the bass and vocals, and you look a whole lot better, and actually, to honestly sound better. And Patrick O'Neill on keyboard and backup vocals. Duncan Webster on the drums. Schooner, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Tell us about that, Reed. What happened in 2007?
Several things, I guess. Had some inner band turmoil with two people dating each other in the band, breaking up. And then I had, my sister was in the band, and there was just all sorts of, fun, dynamics, and it just kind of fell apart right before a tour.
I wonder what that's like, because you were a successful band. You were doing well. People were liking your sound. You were getting out playing gigs. I mean, do you have this sort of moment of panic? We're sounding great. Don't break up. Don't fall in love again.
Sometimes you look back on it, I guess, and you say, oh, man, it would have been cool if we had kept moving like that. But at that point, no, there was no moment where I was like, let's keep going right now.
Yeah.
It was...
Yeah.
Then he goes and asks his girlfriend to join the band.
That you did?
Yeah.
Well, when it's working well, it works well,
it
right?
Does,
I mean,
does.
You hear that, you feel it, and so that's a great risk. You're risking everything for love.
There you go.
Yeah. Nothing better than that. I tell you what, can we hear the fruit of that love right now?
We'll get
Will
it
you play us a song?
Cool. This one's called It Won't Matter.
So you hurry through your days while a broken record plays.
It Won't Matter, Schooner, live on the State of Things from their new album, Neighborhood Veins. And Reed, you've got a lot of guest musicians on this album. Tell us about them and your decision to invite guests.
Well, there are. It's a great area to just be able to end up having friends that are musicians and very talented musicians. And there were, you know, different spaces and songs where there was a sing-along part to a song that we had a big group of people come over and promised them pizza and beer, and everybody showed up to sing. And there's horns on it from D-Town Brass. Some of those guys were on it. Got Ivan Howard to play some keys on it. Yeah, just a lot of people, you know, I would just ask people to play, and they were very excited.
You know, if you get enough people there, you don't even have to do any work.
I just sat back.
That's cool.
I actually didn't play anything on the record at all.
That's my goal. Yeah. Get a bunch of good talkers, and I just leave the room.
Yeah.
And let them go. Yeah. You're in the midst of a national tour, and this is considered a national release, this new album. Mm-hmm. But I wonder what that means in the age of Pitchfork and digital media to be a national release versus not, or whatever.
Yeah, I guess it just means if you drive around.
I see. But you are touring.
Yeah, we are touring, and it's a good point. I mean, I guess some people say national release with distributing the record or whatever, but in this day and age, it is just driving around.
Could mean you have a label behind you who's picking up some of the cost. Is that happening?
Perhaps. Not as much as it should happen, but no.
Yeah. Will you play another song for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. Schooner live on the State of Things. Their new album is called Neighborhood Veins. They're going on a national tour, and they'll be back here at some point. I wanted to read, we talked about the kind of mix and match and reformulating the band and all that. Does it substantially change the sound of the band and your kind of earful of what you think the band should sound like?
It definitely can influence the aesthetic, absolutely. You know, you switch, especially like drummers and bass players, you know, when you switch the rhythm section, it will just give a whole different kind of persona to what you're doing. And this version is a lot more energetic, I'd say.
Are you open to that? I mean, you have a band for a while, you have an ear, you have an aesthetic. Are you open to the change that's going to bring, or does that kind of new rhythm section clash with what's in your head?
Well, it kind of met at the right time because I was writing more energetic songs anyway, so it worked out that way. Right now, you know, I can use another project to do other stuff that I, you know, that might not fit with this version of Schooner.
That is the great thing about being in an area like the Triangle, where there are so many great musicians that, you know, if you want to try another project in another vein, there's plenty of folks.
Absolutely, yeah.
To do that. So. But you happen to be in the Neighborhood vein.
There you
and
go.
And that's why this album
Touché.
Is called what it is. And now if anybody asks you why it got that name, you can use that story.
Yeah, yeah. Frank Stacio actually coined Neighborhood vein.
You know all the bands call me first.
Yes.
Before they name it. Did you
Frank.
Know that?
Mm-hmm. Call, hey Frank, yeah. What's up? What do we call this? Got all these neighborhood folks in it?
Yeah, let's call the old white guy at public radio and see if he's got a name for a band. You guys are great. Thanks so much for being on the show. I want to thank you. I'm going to let you give you time to play us out. But first, thanks so much for being
thanks
on the show.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Schooner is Reed Johnson on electric guitar and vocals, Maria Albani on percussion and backup, Nick Jaeger on the bass and backup vocals, Patrick O'Neill on keyboard and backup, and Duncan Webster on the drums. You can learn more about them at our website, stateofthings.org. I want to thank you for listening. Our program is produced by Nicole Campbell, Alex Granados, Laura Lee, and Sean Wen. Robin Copley is the technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. Brent Wolf is our news director, and this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Schooner. On a kill.